Do you love Ask Me Another? Are you one of those fancy people with a landline, or do you know someone with one? Then we want to hear from you. To be a phone contestant, wait, don't call, but write us at askmeanother@npr.org or find us on Twitter or Facebook. And speaking of which, we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller.
Hello. This is Hillary Kotler from Columbia, Maryland.
Hello, Hillary. Welcome to Ask Me Another.
Thank you.
So what's going on right now in Columbia?
Actually, I'm not there. I'm in New Carrollton at my office.
Got it. So you're a bit of a liar. I like that. Oh, that's the only place where there's a landline. Am I right?
Exactly.
We've got you after hours in the office. Well, I'm very happy that you called. And I hear that you come from a long line of people who do crossword and pen. Am I right?
Yes, my maternal grandfather did the crossword puzzle of, I think, the New York Times. It may have only been the New York Daily News in pen, and I've inherited that.
Excellent. Okay, great, because we've cooked up a little word game for you. Would you like to play?
I would.
Hillary, this game is called X Marks the Spot. We've removed the X sound in various words and phrases, and your job is to put the X back based on our clue. For example, if we said, put an X in hagon to get a six-sided geometric shape, you would answer hexagon.
Okay.
Got it? And if you get enough right, Hillary, we'll send you an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Oh, great. My husband will love that. He's got mad Rubik's Cube skills.
Mad Rubik's Cube. I can understand the attraction.
It's the sign of a wasted youth right there.
Here we go. Put an X in puh to get muscles somewhere between the head and the abs.
Pecs.
That is correct. Put an X in Allender to get a great man who is Aristotle's most famous student.
Alexander.
Exactly.
Alexander the Great.
Did you know that his second best student's name was Stan?
I did not know that.
Yeah, Stan was just the pretty good.
Stan was the man.
Stan was the man. That's right, Hillary.
You know my friends Alexander the Great and Stan the man, don't you?
Exactly. Put an X in Mico to get the home of the world's largest population of Spanish speakers.
Mexico.
Yes, indeedy. Put an X in Stant to get an old-timey device used in celestial navigation.
Sextant.
Yes, indeed. That was a hard one. Well done. And here's your final clue. Put an X in Tess to get a place you don't want to mess with.
Texas.
Yes. Hillary, not only did you get enough right, you got them all right. So we are going to send you an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube, and we're going to let you leave your job.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing with us.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, see you later, Hillary. Coming up, we'll put our visiting songstress Nellie Mackay in the puzzle hot seat, so stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another.